弟兄姐妹平安。
Hi, peace to you, brother and sister.
刚才我们都提到这个世界是越来越多的苦难的事情。
We mentioned before that this world is we see more suffering in this world.
当我们看到想到这些苦难的时候，我们就越觉得我们自己的力量不够。
The more we see the such suffering in this world, the more we realize that we are lacking of any ability.
不晓得大家有没有这个感觉。
I'm not so sure you have this feeling.
很多时候我们宁愿没有看到，宁愿没有听到，因为当我们看到、听到的时候，我们心里面特别觉得无能为力。
Sometimes that we don't hear it, don't see it, because when we hear and see it, we make us feel like that we are helpless inside of us.
但是也是因为这个缘故，我们要追求一种更大的力量。
But even because of this, we should be even searching for a greater power.
我们不一定可以影响这个世界。
We may not change this world.
但最少当我们有力量的时候，我们可以影响周围的人。
Because when we have power, such a ability, we can change the people around us.
事实上，就算是在我们自己这个小小我们的一个团体里面，我们也需要一种力量来彼此的支持、彼此的帮助、彼此的鼓励。
Even in a small community or group together, we still need this ability or power to encourage one another, to help one another.
是不是？所以我觉得今天我们真的需要好好来思想，我们怎么样来得到力量。
So today we have to really think about how we get such a power.
所以今天我给大家的一个题目是动机、动向、动力。
Today's topic will be motivation, direction, and power.
就是说前面的动机、动向是产生力量的那些原因。
Because the motivation and the direction is the driving force or the power.
我们知道在生活上真的很需要各种的力量。
We see that we need power in our daily living.
我们生活需要力量。
Our daily life we need power.
甚至于唱歌需要力量。
Even singing needs the power.
讲道需要力量。
When we're preaching, we need power and strength.
需要力量。
Translation, we need power and strength.
有力量跟没有力量是不同的。有力量跟没有力量是完全不同的。
Have power, having power, have no power is different. There's a big difference.
这是生活的力量。
This is the power of living.
体力，身体的力量。
The strength of our body.
除了体力之外呢，还需要一种智力、智慧的力量。
Beside the living power, we have the ability in a mental power.
我们很不想我们失去我们的智慧、思想的力量。
We don't want to lose mental power, the intellectual power to think.
没有智力，我们就变成傻子了。
Without intellectual power, we become a child.
是不是
？Is really scary.
我们需要财力。经济的力量。
We need financial power.
假如没有财力，没有经济的力量，我们的人生就很多的困难。
Without financial power, economic power, we have a lot of difficulty in front of us.
世界上存在着很多的力量。
In this world, there's a lot of different power.
比较高层次的、比较大众化的，我们需要一种舆论的力量来改变这个世界。
In the upper level, we need the media power to change the world.
我们需要军事的力量来保护自己的国家。
We have the military power to protect our country.
还有很多不同的，我们都可以再讲下去。
There's many different power which we can continue to talk about.
不过今天我觉得我们最需要的，也是很多人说服的、忽略的。那种力量就是灵性的力量。
But today we're going to talk about a certain power that we need the most, and there's a lot of people neglect is the spiritual power.
我就说心灵的力量。
This power within our heart.
这个也很重要。
This is important too.
我们假如需要体力，我们就吃东西。
We need strength. We need to eat something.
增加营养。
increase our increase our nutrition or maybe do exercise to strengthen our body.
智慧的力量呢?
Intellectual power
是需要学习.
As far as intellectual power, we need to learn.
不过有些人学习也学不来的.
Sometimes some of us, when we try to learn, we couldn't do it.
所以智力是与生俱来的.
So sometimes it's intellectual power you're born with it.
当然需要训练.
Of course, you need training.
需要很多 data 放在里面.
You had to accumulate a lot of data within your brain.
但是这个跟智商有关.
This is related to IQ.
跟你的父母怎么生理有关.
How do your parents give you birth or genetic potential you have?
财力呢，经济的力量呢?
As far as the financial power,
也跟父母有关.
It's also related to your parent too.
有一个富爸爸是不同的.
Having a wealthy father is quite different.
不过呢，还是需要在机会，需要你的能力来争取.
Still you have to struggle to gain it.
好，那么灵力呢？
How about spiritual? Spiritual power.
心力呢？
How about power within your heart?
你从哪里得来的？
Where it come from?
我觉得那是从上帝那里来的。
This has come from God.
你不需要有钱，你不需要一个好的有钱的父母，你不需要一些外在的条件。 你假如愿意全一个谦卑的心，你就可以得到了。
It doesn't need require you have a wealthy parents or other influential factor in your life. All you need is a humble heart.
因为神他愿意把力量来赐给我们。
Because God willing to give His power to us.
当我们愿意倒空自己。
We be willing to empty ourselves.
当我们里面有足够的容量的时候,
we have enough volume in us.
神就把他从天上来的能力来赐给我们。
God will give us the heavenly power into us.
这是很重要的。
This is important.
当我们愿意谦卑，承认自己贫穷, 没有, 我们就能够得到。
If we're willing to humble ourselves, admit that we are poor, then we get this power.
圣经里面讲到，我们等候。 的时候, 神赐下圣灵的能力。
So in the Bible says that when we wait on God, God will give us a spiritual power.
我们等候他可以重新得力。
Wait upon Him, we have strength.
但今天,
But today,
我不讲这方面。
I'm not talking about this.
我今天想讲一种的也是属灵的能力, 是从你的属灵的生活里面产生出来的。
Today we're going to talk about a spiritual power, but this spiritual power originates from your spiritual living. We should wait upon God to
for
His
power.
But today we're going to talk about how does such a spiritual power coming out from our living daily life. First, we read a passage.
是哥林多后书,
it's Corinthians, 2 Corinthians,
第五章,
verse 5,
18, 19,
verse 5, 18 and 19.
第五章, 18,
chapter 5, verse, chapter 5, 18 and 19. 2 Corinthians in your backup bulletin.
18节开始，请听我读。一切都出于神，他借着基督使我们与他和好，又将劝人与他和好的职分赐给我们。这就是神在基督里叫世人与自己和好，不将他们的过犯归于他们身上，并且。
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18-19. All this is from God, who reconciled us to Himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God will reconcile the world to Himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them, and He has committed to us the message of reconciliation.
我刚才讲到有种的力量是从我们的动机而来的。
Before I talk about a certain power, it actually comes from a motivation.
我们为什么侍奉主？
We ask why we serving God.
这个动机很重要。
This motivation is important.
这种动机从哪里来的呢？
Where this motivation come from?
不是从我们自己的爱好、我们的兴趣而来的。
It's not because what we like to do or what a habit or hobby coming from.
是从上帝的话语而来。
It has come from God's word.
这里讲到一个非常重要的一个信息。
This in here, this passage talk about a really important message.
就是创造宇宙万物的主宰，至高无上圣洁的上帝，愿意与卑微的人和好。
It's talk about the Almighty God, the God who created this universe, this God, Holy God, who willing to come down and had reconciliation to us.
无舍，你听到，神与我们和好的时候有什么感觉呢？
I'm not so sure how you feel about when God wants to reconcile to us.
同等的才需要和好。
When they're equal, then we'll be reconciled.
我们要太太跟丈夫要和好了。
Well, wife and husband need to reconcile.
因为他们是同等的。
Because they are equal status.
我们会跟条虫和好吗？
We will reconcile to a worm on the earth.
不需要啊。
We don't need to.
因为我们是不同等，相去太远了。
Because we're a different level, different status.
其实我们跟上帝比较来说，真的有圣经这样说啊，我是穷不是人啊。
But actually, when we compare to God, Almighty God, we are actually like a little worm.
那怎么上帝那么至高的上帝又跟我来和好了？
How can this Almighty God we want to reconcile to us?
没有道理的。
There's no not good reason.
因为不同等。
Because we are different level.
但是
，But
我们会跟我们的小狗和好，是不是？
But we will reconcile to a little dog.
有没有人养狗啊？
Anyone who had pet a dog at home?
你会跟你的小狗和好的。
You will reconcile with your dog.
虽然你们的这个不同等的。
Even though you are different levels.
有时候我看见有人遛狗的时候。
Sometimes I see people who are walking with a dog.
那个狗走不肯走了，停在哪里。
When the dog just want to stay in one spot, doesn't want to leave.
怎么拉都不肯走。
Doesn't matter how much the master pull, he won't go.
那就有一种 tension 在那里了，是不是？
Sorry.
有点紧张了。
There's a tension between the master and the dog.
你要不要走？你可以拉住他一起走。
When you pull, keep on pulling the dog doesn't want to leave.
但是呢，我看见很多的主人都不会拉住他走的。
But I see a lot of masters not at that point stop pulling.
他们会怎么样呢？
What he would do?
他们会蹲下来。
He would kneel down.
把他抱在手上。
Pick the dog up.
换句话说，输了。
I would say that the master
人输了。
The master lose. The human lose.
他要跟狗和好了。
He had to reconcile with the dog.
我家里也曾经养个小狗。
Sometimes you may have one a dog before in the past.
我们买东西给他在那个 supermarket 买的，在 Target 买的。
When we buy stuff food for them, we bought it in Target.
这是好的东西。
It's good stuff.
给他吃。
Good feeding to him.
他不吃。
The dog doesn't want.
原来他不喜欢吃那种。
He don't want that kind.
他喜欢。是另外一种。
He like a different kind.
所以呢，我太太就要买另外一种给他。
So my wife will have to buy a different kind of dog food.
我们也输了。
Oh, we lose this time.
是不是？
Is it true?
为什么会这样呢？
Why is such this way?
因为爱他嘛。
Because we love the dog.
因为我们对他有责任感的。
Because we have responsibility to them.
虽然他进门的时候不是我们来把他收养的，是我儿子。
Even though is we don't adopt the dog, but it's from a son.
我的儿子把他带回家。
The son brought the dog to our family.
然后他还说叫爸爸，叫我做爸爸。
It's a tell the dog to call daddy.
然后从此他就玩那个狗。
Then he said he played with the dog.
我们就要养那个狗。
We have to take care of the dog.
慢慢我们就发生了感情了。
So we have a mutual feeling toward one another.
有爱。
There's a love.
就会和好了。
There's love. There is love. There will reconciliation.
神与我们和好。
God reconciled to us.
因为他爱我们。
Because he loves us.
虽然不同等。
Even though it's different level.
他不但愿意与我们和好。
Not only that he wants to reconcile.
在圣经里面告诉我们，不但愿意。
Not that he only wants to reconcile.
而且他是迫切的要与我们和好。
He's really willing to want to reconcile.
我觉得这种体会很重要。
I think this realization is important.
你体会了这个意思。
Do you realize this meaning?
你心里面要帮助人与神和好的那种动机就很强烈了。
If you have such a understand such a realization that God wants us to reconcile to us, what we toward other people would change.
你明白了上帝那个迫切的心。
You understand the heart of God, then you wouldn't realize.
你就很珍贵你跟上帝的关系了。
Then you will be cherish your time with God.
是不是啊？
Is it true?
这个很重要。
This is important.
那神怎么来迫切的要与人和好了？
You see, how does God non-ceasing to want to have reconcile with human? We don't realize it.
我们人很难了解这种迫切的心。
We cannot realize it, such an unceasing love toward us.
我们都听过水像滴流的。
We will hear it, the water coming down from top to top, high to low.
我们的孩子不会了解我们的爱心。
Our children sometimes don't realize how much love we have for them.
水像滴流的。
Because love coming from the top to the bottom.
他们不太了解父母的心。
他 may not understand, realize that the love,
是不是啊？
the heart and love of a parent.
我们的孩子都不了解我们的。
It's true that a lot of children or our children doesn't realize our love for them.
我们也不了解天父的心。
And sometimes we don't realize that the love and heart of our heavenly Father.
但怎么知道呢？
So how we find out?
圣经里面告诉我。
Because the Bible says so.
主耶稣基督他来到这个世界的时候，他来告诉我们，神多么的愿意跟我们和好。
So when Jesus comes, or Lord Jesus comes, it shows us how much God wants to reconcile to us.
我觉得这种的了解，从那个路加福音十五章就讲得很清楚。
So this such a realization is expressed fully in the Luke chapter 15.
我觉得路加福音十五章那浪子的比喻的主角不是浪子。
So I see that the prodigal son in the Luke chapter 15, the main character is actually not the prodigal son.
他是透过那浪子的态度来带出了神他的父亲，那个父亲怎么样来愿意接纳这个儿子，那才是最重要的那个地方。
It's actually through the action, or the doing of the prodigal son, we realize this heart of father, that which is our heavenly father.
去知道，去看到，去了解一个人的失败，不是那个故事的重点。
To realize the understanding of how the reason to failure is not the important point of this story.
今天很多人都讲，喜欢去知道人的失败。
There's a lot of time nowadays we like to know about other people's failure.
魔鬼也常常叫我们注意我们的失败，人的失败。
Satan always want us to we pay attention to our failure and other people's failure.
是不是啊？我们都是这样。这个夫妇之间也是这样的。
Between couples is all like this too.
你知道我刚刚看了一个 Facebook 看到一个小小的资料。
I saw certain things on Facebook.
有一个女孩子，那个太太准备要与她的丈夫离婚了。
There's a wife who wants to plan to have a divorce with her husband.
她就把她的丈夫的不好的地方一段段列出来。
So he lists out all his bad point, his husband bad character on the Facebook.
然后准备就把那个封信告诉她的丈夫。你是多么的不行，所以我要跟你离婚。
So he was saying that he is about to tell his write a letter and send it to his husband, saying that how bad you are. That's the reason I want a divorce.
幸亏他有妈妈在。
Thank God that his mom her mom was around.
叫他不要那么快寄出去。
Your mom tell her do not send out that fast.
好不好？你在每一项你说你丈夫不好的地方，你说一下你的反应。
Why don't you just every time, every point that you're saying that his bad point, why don't you write down your reaction to this her his bad character?
所以他就在每一点的后面来回想他的反应。
So in each point that she wrote down her reaction to this bad character.
当他写完之后，他就把那个信撕掉了，不没有拿出去了。
After she wrote everything, then she tear up the letter and don't want to send out.
因为都是我们都是不行，都有问题。
Because we found out we all have problems.
有时候一点点的错误，一点点的过失。
Because a little thing happened.
你的反应太强烈，你的面貌，说你的语气，你说表现出来，都是更破坏那种关系的。
Our reaction, our facial feature, our facial reaction, our expression will even make the situation worse.
魔鬼就是要我们注意我们的失败，我们不好。
So Satan wants us to pay attention to our failure, what we didn't do right.
我们今天，我们从那个浪子的回头那个故事里面，我们不是注意那个浪子的失败。
We should pay attention to the failure of the prodigal son.
我们要注意的就是上帝他的父亲怎么样愿意与他和好接纳他也让我们认识我们的上帝也是如何来接纳我们
We should pay attention to how this father accept this prodigal son and the same thing is how God our father Heavenly Father accept us and want to reconcile with us
这个故事我不重复讲了大家应该知道了
I don't want to repeat this story but you should pretty much know about this story
不过了我想请大家注意两个字
But I want you to pay attention to two words
第一个字啊
First word
就是形容那个浪子回来的时候
This is describing when the prodigal son returned home.
相离还远。
When is still far away.
很远的时候。
Really far away.
远远的那个父亲看见的时候。
When is far away, the father saw him.
跑去去拥抱住这个孩子。
The father ran, go to embrace this prodigal son.
从那个跑你会看出那父亲的心是何等的迫切。
From this running toward this prodigal son, you can see the heart of this father.
等一下也可以嘛。
You can just wait a little while.
等他走进来也可以。
You can wait until the son come a little bit further.
你年纪大了，何必再跑呢
？You're so old. Why you should run toward this son?
你知道年纪大很容易睡觉的。
You know that when you get older, it's even easier to fall down.
以前没有骨质疏松，现在我们都知道，年纪越大，那个骨头就疏松了，跑会一跌跤就有问题了。
You know that in the past there's no idea of osteoporosis, but nowadays we know that when you little fall, you will break your bone. 那个爸爸何必要跑呢 ？Why the father would run?
但是那个爸爸忍不住了。
The father ran because he couldn't stop himself.
他去跑去拥抱住。
He couldn't stop himself. Go and give this child embrace.
我们不了解上帝。
We understand God.
但是主耶稣基督来，他的任务是不是要告诉我们，神是多么的爱我们
？One of the objective why Jesus Christ come is showing us is how God loves us.
所以他讲了这个浪子的回头的故事。
That's what Jesus told about the story of a prodigal son.
还有一个字大家要注意。
And in the second word you have to pay attention to.
就是当这个看见这个儿子是这个一身的肮脏的衣服的时候。
When he saw the son is so dirty from head to toe.
当他看见他的孩子没有鞋子穿的时候。
When he see the son had no sandal on his feet.
所以他就吩咐仆人。
So he asked say to the servant.
他怎么吩咐呢
？How what is tell the servant to do?
他说：“快，快把上好的袍子拿来。
”Please quickly bring the best robe.
快把那个鞋子给他穿上。
Quickly put the sandal on his feet.
快把那个这个戒指给他戴上。
Put the ring on his finger.
那个字快。
Quick.
这个是父亲的对仆人的吩咐。
This is the father say to the servant.
啊，我读到这里的时候
，When I read up to here，
我有点感觉上帝好像对我在讲的。
When I read this, I feel like Heavenly Father speak to me.
快点来帮助那个人，来认识我。
So you say, quickly, quickly help this person to understand about me.
你快点把拉穿好了袍子给他穿上。
Quickly, give the best rope to that person.
让他认识上帝是多么的爱他。
And so realize how Jesus Christ loved him.
所以呢，这个动机，你怎为什么来侍奉神？
So this is the motivation of how we serve in God.
你为什么要传福音呢?
Why you spread the gospel?
你是个责任来做，可以的，应该的。
This is a responsibility. You look at it as a responsibility. True, this is a responsibility.
但假如你了解天父的心意，你就更加有力量来做这个。
However, you will realize this, what the heart of this Heavenly Father is. Then you can be even more motivated and more power to spread the gospel.
不是因为那个人的需要,
because it's not the other person need.
乃是天父深深的爱他。
It's because the Heavenly Father deeply loved that person.
在撒母耳记下23章讲到大卫的三个勇士。
When you talk about in 2 Samuel, you talk about the three mighty warriors who serving King David.
那大卫的三个勇士了，有一天，他无意中听到大卫在自言自语的来讲了一句话。
And one time, those three mighty warriors accidentally hear something that King David said.
大卫没有吩咐他们。
King David did not tell them to do this.
做什么事？
To do what?
大卫只是心里面很渴慕来喝那个。 那个伯利恒这个地方那个井水而已。
This is that King David at that time just talking to himself, just how much he wanted to drink the water at the well at the in the Bethlehem.
但是那三个勇士听到这个自言自语的话。
But when the three mighty warriors hear this, what King David said to himself,
就了解大卫的心了。
So understand what David wants.
他们就去那个伯利恒的地方拿水。So
he went to the Bethlehem to get the water.
你知道吗? 伯利恒的地方在什么地方吗?
Do you know where at that time where's Bethlehem at?
伯利恒就是在他们的敌人非利士人的那个地方的一个井。It
is actually at that time it was at the territory occupied by Philistine that at the midst of Philistine is the well. In the midst of Philistine.
换句话说，那三个勇士是冒死的去非利士人的地方去打水给那个大卫来喝的。
Actually, three mighty warriors actually risking their life to get the water from the well in the midst of the enemy.
所以当那个三个勇士把水拿来的时候，大卫说：“我不敢喝了，因为好像他们的血一样的。”
So when the three mighty warriors bring the water back here, David says, I don't want to drink it. It's just like their blood.
这就是我今天要讲的那个动机。
And this is what I talk about, the motivation.
有时候不一定是上帝吩咐我们做什么事。
It's not something that God say to you, command you to do something.
我们也可以主动的体会 主耶稣的心肠, 父神的心肠,
we should be initiate realize that what the heart of Jesus Christ is about.
所以从那个哥林多后书这一段里面, 我们看到上帝何等的愿意与我们和好。
So we can see in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 is how Jesus, chapter 5, how Jesus wants us to be reconciled, how God wants to reconcile with him.
那这段圣经呢，除了告诉我们神愿意与我们和好之外呢，他还提到两个地方。我觉得保罗呢是很深的体会这个意思，所以他提到两个其他很重要的地方。There's
two areas that Paul also mentioned about, not only about reconciliation, but other two also important areas.
这两个地方也是会帮助我们产生更强烈的动机去传福音的。
These two areas also motivate us or create a more reasoning, more reason why we more reason to create more motivation to move us to spread the gospel.
第十八节他这样说：一切都是出于神。 他借着基督使我们与他和好，又将劝人和好的职分赐给我们。
He said that all this has come from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation.
他这里特别提到一个字。
In here is talk about one word.
就赐，赐予的赐，恩赐的赐。这种恩典的赐予。
Is it giving as a grace giving to us?
那就是说，这样的一个职分。
Such a second ministry, such ministry.
我们有份于这个职分。
We have to take part of this ministry.
我们有份于叫人与神和好这个职分。
We have taken the ministry that we have giving to us to reconcile with other people with God.
对于这个职分，保罗有一个很特别的了解。
With this ministry, Paul has such an insight into it.
那就是恩典。
This is grace.
他常常说这个恩召，上帝给我的恩召，恩典的呼召。
He is talking about the calling of the grace.
他还有一个地方说，我们蒙了怜悯，受了这职分。
Because we have been calling upon God's grace.
一个人假如他对上帝的呼召、吩咐，他觉得是一种恩典的话，他做起工作来是完全不同。
If such a person feel like the calling of God is grace, is motivation would be totally different.
你不用拉他，你不用圈他，你不用做什么，他会自动来愿意来好好的来把工作做好。
You don't have to pull them, you don't have to keep on nagging them. The person will doing it because he knows this is a calling of God's grace.
那这个是很重要的一种动机，一种动力。
This is one of the motivation come from it.
这个是上帝的拣选。
This is God's calling.
我也深深的有这个一个感觉。
I also feel it this way.
我觉得今天我能够站在这里侍奉主。
This today I can stand here and serve the God.
能够享受在侍奉中各样的一种的经验。那种的成果，种种的每一件事情，我都看到这是上帝的恩典。
For the service I experience and all those fruit that from what I labor and all the experiencing things that I have is all from God.
我相信这个是很多人的一种经验。
So this is a lot of experience just like all of us.
这是第二方面，不多讲。
This is the second point.
我希望大家都有这种了解。
I hope that you all have this realization.
上帝他用指头就创造了诸天了。
God using his finger to create all the universe.
他可以做很多的工作，我们很容易就得到复兴了。
He can do a lot of things that we can revive us.
他不需要我们来带敬拜的。
He don't need us to lead the worship.
他不需要我来讲道的。他讲的他的感动更好。
He don't need me to do this process, do this sermon, but he's.
但是他愿意来使用我。
But he willing to use us.
让我经历他的。
Use me so that I can feel his presence.
这个是第二个的地方。
This is the second area.
动机哈。第三个呢
？What's the third one?
也是差不多意思的。
It's almost the same similar meaning.
是在十九节那里。
It's in the Verse 19.
他说，并且将这和好的道理托付了我们。
He said that he commit us to the message of reconciliation.
这个托付的这是保罗的第三个了解。
He had commit is his first third realization of Paul.
我是个总干事。
I am the CEO.
然后我会常常会把工作去分配给人。
I will divide up the different job to a different person.
有时候又有点不太好的感觉。
Sometimes I don't have a good feeling of it.
你自己都不做，你吩咐人来做。
You don't do things and you have to tell people to do things.
但是我自我安慰，我说我不能够做那么多事啊，我一定是分配给人做啊。
So I comfort myself that I cannot do all the stuff. I have to command, tell people to do things.
不过呢，当我分配工作的时候，我有一个很重要的考虑。
When I divide up the different jobs, I have to one thing I have to keep in mind.
我不是随便把工作给人的。
I'm not easily just give the task to everybody.
我的考虑是什么呢
？What's my
这个人是可以信任的。
What I have to think about first is this person I have to trust.
这个人是可以信任的。
This person I have to trust.
我才工作交给把工作交给。
Then I can give my the job the task to the person.
有时候。
Sometimes,
假如这个人不是完全可以信任的时候，我还有另外一个原因来将工作交给他。
Sometimes I don't find this person totally trustworthy, but that's another reason I would give this the task or job to him.
那是什么原因呢
？What's the reason?
给他一个机会。
Give him a chance.
一个是信任。
This is a training for him.
一个是给他一个机会。
Give him an opportunity.
我觉得这两个都很宝贵的。
And do these two is quite precious.
我觉得上帝是给我一个机会。
I think that God gave me an opportunity.
因为我并不是那么可以信任的人。
I'm not that person that who can be trustworthy.
我也有很多的软弱。
I'm a lot of weakness.
但是上帝竟然给我机会。
But yet God can give me another
chance. 我觉得这就是托付的意思。
I thought this is what I mean by commit.
神竟然把这个工作来托付给我。
God give this task to commit it to me.
假如你有这个了解，你的动机，你的工作的动机又不同。
If you have this realization, the motivation would be changed.
最近我也学了一个功课，在这方面。
I learned a lesson in this area.
我真的曾经给了一个机会给一位的同工。
I had one time I had given such an opportunity to another coworker.
不过很可惜呢，那个同工没有好好抓住那个机会。
But however, the coworker never really grab hold this opportunity.
他的情况就提醒了我。
His condition remind me.
我求神帮助我们，帮助我，不要像他。
I pray to God that God will help me not to be like him.
我心当他说，老牧师，我很想，去有一个更大的地方，更稳定的地方来发展，我的工作。
He said to me that Pastor Lo, I would like to have a much more stable environment to expand the ministry.
我说好，我尽力来帮助你。
Yes, I will. I say to him. I say I will all use all my might, all my power to help you.
其实在我心底里面呢
，But in my heart,
我是很希望有人这样跟我说话的。
Because in my heart, I like to have people talk to me like that.
我希望这个，我希望那个，为着上帝的工作。
Because I would like to have somebody say to me, I want to do this, want to do that because God.
当他有这样的希望的时候。我真是希望能够帮助他成全他。
When he has such a dream, I really want to help him.
结果呢，我就说好，你就看看地方，你去看地方，我们来帮助你。
I say yes, you go ahead and look for a place, and I will help you.
这是一种托付。
This is a commission.
然后，他找到地方了。
And then later on, he find a place.
结果呢，他什么都没有说，就自己就让我们拿了2万块定金。
So, he himself took $20,000 as a deposit.
我也觉得这是应该的。假如要买地方，你就要需要定金。
Of course, this is you need to do it because when you want to buy a place, you need a deposit.
然后呢，在下了定金之后，就进行买卖的事情啦。
So after deposit, we go through a transaction.
我们就要面对一个新的地方，一些工作啊，一些筹备啊，一些安排啊，这样。
So we have to coordinate everything with this new place.
然后我就有一天，我就无意中也是一个很自然的跟他说，假如要买地方的话，将来的经济就会比较困难了。
So I talked to him and said, we really have to go through this transaction and purchase this place.Financially, we're going to have a difficulty later on.
我的经验呢，就算你向银行贷款呢，就算你没有薪水发，你都要给银行的。
So, what is the feeling is when I need to borrow a mortgage from the bank, even though you may not have salary for yourself, you still have to pay the money to the mortgage.
我只是把一个现象来告诉他。
I give him and tell him such a possibility.
结果过了不久之后呢，他就给我一个辞职信了。
But after a while, he gave me a resignation. Letter resignation.
因为生活没有保障。
Because to him, there's no proof of a daily living. He there's no financial.
那当时我有一种感觉，真是所托非人啊。
So I have a feeling is that who am I? Can how can trusting for somebody not wrongly?
那是变成进退两难了。
At that point, I cannot go forward and move back because it's already put a deposit.
我要把20,000块快就是损失掉了。
So we, I would losing up to 20,000.
还是继续下去呢
？Or we continue on this mission?
后来就是没有办法很正确来做判断，不过。我觉得这20,000块也是人家的弟兄姐妹的奉献啊，不能够白白的失去、啊。
So I think this is 20,000 is somebody is offering. I cannot just waste it.
所以我就尝试来向前看看怎么样。
So I go forward with this this outreach.
结果也有弟兄他愿意帮助我们全部来先来买下那个地方。to 帮助我们以后才还钱给他。
So we have a one brother that willing to buy the whole things and then later on we can pay him partially.
这个大概要40万了啊，这个整个的地方。
This is the whole things that roughly cost around 400,000.
好，这个好像过了。
This is seemingly passed.
然后我们就请人去继续那边的事工。
So we're gonna hire people to continue support the ministry.
当我们要继续要装修啊、申请等等的时候，就发觉那个松岭不对，这个不能够做我们要做的事情。
So we find out as we do construction there, we find out the zoning is already wrong. We cannot build a OH ministry there.
所以我们现在也要停下来。要重新去申请那个松岭。
So we had to stop everything, and we stop everything, and then we apply for the zoning permit.
不过整件事情呢
，But the whole thing.
我觉得我有一个机会来学些功课。
Well, give me a chance to learn a lesson.
我把工作托付给人。
I give a job, a task to somebody.
所托非人的时候，产生这些结果。
When I give a task, I find out this such a result.
然后我也是个受托者
，and I'm the person who's commissioned by somebody.
我求神给我忠心来做好每一件。
I ask God to give me a faithfulness to do this task.
我们更珍贵，我们要珍贵上帝的托付。
We have to value what God commit to us, the task that God commit to us.
三个动机。
The three here we talk about three motivations.
一个是神的心与人和好的心意。
The first is the heart of God who want to reconcile with us.
第二，这个呼召是个恩典的呼召。
And this is the calling is a grace from God's grace.
对保罗来说，这是特别深的一种印象。
It's to the Paul, it's really life experience.
他本来走错了路。
Because he in the past he walked go the wrong way.
主耶稣把他挽回过来。
Jesus Christ turned to him around.
把恩典的托付给他。
Give him the grace of this ministry.
第三就是托付。
The first is the commission.
好了，这是讲到动机，正确的动机产生动力。
So we talk about motivation. The true motivation in the result is that it will become a true direction.
所以当我们邀请弟兄姐妹做些什么事的时候不要单单来吩咐他你做这个你做那个你做那个。
So when we tell a person, tell a brother and sister to do this, do that, not only tell them to do such tasks.
乃是他从心里面要有那个了解那个动机才好。
So in their heart, they should have that such a motivation.
好最后我讲两点。
Later on, let's talk about two points.
是动向。
The direction.
动机产生动力，动向也产生动力。
The motivation create power. The direction also create power.
什么是动向呢
？So what is the direction?
我想起一句圣经。
I remind me of one passage.
是哥林多后书十三章。
It's a
十一章。哥林多后书十一章。
Second Corinthians chapter 11.
这里第三节。
In here is chapter 11, verse 3.
这里说我只怕你们的心化偏于时失去那向基督所存存一清洁的心。
Verse 3 is, but I'm afraid that just as Eve was deceived by the servant cunning, your mind may somehow be led astray from your sincere and pure devotion to Christ.
中文的圣经是很清楚的，像基督。
In the Chinese Bible, it is a little bit more clear. It's like, as just like Christ.
就是一个像基督一个单纯的心。
Just like Christ's pure devotion.
这种的像他像基督会帮助我们产生一个有力的可以坚持下去的一种工作的动机。
A pure devotion to Christ will create a more powerful for us to continue in his ministry.
我简单讲一个见证来说明这件事情。
I tell about testimony, talk about this.
我们有一位董事。
I have a.
他是谭天君医生。
He's a trustee.
Trustee.
Trustee. He's
board
a
member.
He's a board member. Just board member. He's a doctor, Tan.
那他告诉我。
He told me.
当他做在一个，他是一个小儿科的癌症医生。
He is a pediatric oncologist.
他已经离开世界了。
He passed away already.
那他当他做 intern 的时候。
When he was an intern.
他说他非常的难过。
He was sad. He was sad.
因为他常常都看见他所爱的小孩子慢慢慢慢的枯萎，慢慢的死去。
Because when he see it, what he sees is that a lot of children that he loved that slowly wither away.
因为他很爱小孩子，他才会选择来做那个小儿科的癌症医生。
Because he loved children, therefore become a pediatric oncologist.
他的目的是要希望能够挽回那些癌症的小孩子的病人。
So he wanted to save the children who suffer from cancer.
但是当他真的去到医院里面去看到小孩子的时候，
But when he really go to the hospital, really see those children,
他发觉自己无能为力。
I find myself is he helpless.
就是看见一个个的小孩子，一个小孩子的慢慢慢慢就死去了。
He saw that many children slowly, slowly wither away and die.
看到那个伤心的父母，他真的不忍心。
He saw that a lot of parents are broken-hearted.
所以他有一天他就祷告，他就向上帝说。
He one day he prayed to God. He said to God.
他说主啊，我真的做不下去。
He said, God, I cannot continue like this.
当我看见这些小孩子这样的失去他们的生命，这看不下去。
I saw that all the children slowly dying and then losing their life. I cannot continue seeing them.
所以他要转他的 field.
He want to change his different area. He should change his field.
但是当时他当他这样祷告的时候
，When he say such prayer,
他心里面就有个感动。
There's a feeling in his heart saying this.
就好像听到主的声音说
，It's just like Jesus saying to him,
你是属于我的
，You belong to me.
假如连你都不愿意因我的缘故来照顾这些小孩子，我可以差遣什么人去
？If even you, I cannot trust to such a task to take care of children, who can I send to?
就是因为这个原因。
Just because this reason.
像基督的单纯的心。
Having a pure devotion to Christ.
他说：“好，主啊，那么我就愿意留下来。”
And then he said to God, "Say yes, I'm willing to stay in this field right now."
结果呢，就留到他退休的时候。
So he stayed in this field until he retired.
而且在整个几十年的过程中，他首先用了七种的药来治疗小孩子。
In this, so many times, so many years, he using seven innovation treatment to the children.
他退休的时候，他给我看，好像是那个时代这个 Time Magazine 吧，我忘记了，有一幅很大的图画，这个照片。
And the end of it is when he retired, he showed me a picture in Time Magazine about the big picture in Time Magazine.
那有好几十位的那个年轻人啊，都是那个 survivor， 都是小孩子的时候生了癌症的那种 survivor， 就来庆祝他的退休。
And there's a many picture of the in the Time Magazine the celebrate as that because of him they survive.
啊，他是这个女的医生啊。
Because of her, the survivor.
那我从他的身上我看见一件事情。
From her life, I saw one thing.
这种留下来的力量是因为不是他的勇气。
This kind of power is not because her courage.
当然，更加不是他的喜爱。
It's not because what she liked to do.
乃是像基督的心。
Is because the pure devotion to Christ.
然后当他留下来的时候。
And when he really stayed in that.
也是因为这个心。
And it's also because that heart.
他努力的工作。
He worked hard,
产生了美好的结果
and result in a good.
我觉得这是我们应该学习
and this is we should learn from.
你的方向
your mode,
你的动向很重
your motivation and your direction.
你究竟是为谁来工作
and who you working for?
你为自己吗
Are you working for yourself?
为教会吗
Are you working for?
都没错
For church, is nothing wrong with that.
人不为己，天诛地灭
You don't care for yourself.
为教会也是好的。
Good is you work for the church.
但是不长久。
But it won't last.
除非有一个单纯爱主的心。
Unless you have a pure devotion to Christ.
可以继续好好的走下。
So you can continue on this role.
最后。
The lastly.
那个腓立比书。
In the Philippines.
三章。
The verse 3.
大家很熟的一段圣经。
Verse 3. A lot of people know about this.
Chapter 3, 14.
I would press on toward the goal to win the prize for Christ, for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
那个路很直的啊。
The road is very straight. Go.
为什么可以直跑呢
？Why can you go?Go straight.
他能够有力的直跑
because he has strength to go straight. Why?
是因为
why
他有一个很清楚的标杆
why he can press on to go toward the goal because he had a clearly visualized goal in front of him.
像基督
is like Jesus Christ.
像标杆
toward Jesus.
人生的这个方向是很重要
the direction of our life is important.
我在角声的侍奉不惊不觉了走了34年。
In the ministry of Harold,
好像昨天
about 35 years now, just like yesterday.
很走得很直
is really strict toward the goal.
这个数算这上帝的恩典很多
We count a lot of blessing from God.
我也很蒙恩
I'm blessed person.
因为很直
because it's really strict.
虽然很辛苦
even though it's really difficult.
但没有走冤枉路
We found that we didn't.
没有太多冤枉路。
But there's not much a wrong, crooked way where to go come back again.
因为那个目标很清楚。
Because the goal is really sharp.
牧养圈外的羊。
Taking care the sheep that is not on the in the.
去到把这个明显的完整的见证放在社区里面。
Give a good testimony in the community.
联系基督徒教会。达成使命
connected churches and Christians to accomplish the task of spreading gospel.
很清楚的标杆
and it's a clear goal for me.
我希望弟兄姐妹也有清楚的标杆
I pray that all brothers and sisters have such a clear goal.
其实在什么时候聚会，在什么地方聚会是不重要的
Actually, the pace and the time is not quite important.
最重要的是每个聚会里面。都有上帝的祝福。
Is every, but the most important is that every meeting, every worship, there's a God in the midst of us.
假如这是为大众好的，我选是一点点的时间，我也不方便，我宁愿选一个大众喜欢的那个时间。
Is for the good of everybody. I would rather sacrifice a little bit for the good of everybody.
标杆才是最重要。
The goal is more important.
求神帮助我们。
Please ask God to help us.
行走力上加力。
Go forward and strength up to upper strength.
因为有清楚的动机。
Because we have a clear motivation.
有清楚的动向。
Clear direction.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
赐给我们你自己宝贵的话语。
Give us your precious word.
主啊，帮助我们在这里的每一位的弟兄姐妹。
Help us all our brothers and sisters here.
当我们还有口气来活着的时候。
We have a strength with a breath in our body.
当我们还有机会可以用力来侍奉主的时候。
We are strong and able to serve you, Lord.
主啊，求你帮助我们。
We ask you to help us.
去深深的了解。主啊，你是何等的希望能够与人和好。
We have a deep realization that how much you wanted to reconcile with us.
以直到我们真的珍贵这样的一个呼召，这样的一个托付。
We feel like that this commission is such as precious.
用力来把人带到主的面前。
Lord, give us strength to bring other people up onto you, Lord.
主啊，你让也让这里的这里的每一位弟兄姐妹。
We also ask you to be with all the brothers and sisters.
当我们继续向前走的时候，
so when we go continue forward,
我们有一个清楚的方向，
we have a clear direction,
是我们共有的方向，
we have a common direction,
以致到我们能够一同同心合意的来向前走，
so we can go with the same heart, the same spirit, go forward together.
主，愿你垂听我们的祷告，
we ask you pray, listen to our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的圣名，
pray all this in Jesus Christ's name.